I was brought up by my great grandmother, and she's the one who inspired me. And I was brought up in the suburb of Rennes, so this is where I was brought up. And the two important, because who is like the food I ate, and where is the ground, the substrate where I was brought up, the roots. The roots are in the suburb of Rennes, so it is the Haute Bretagne, the Upper Brittany. And the languages are French and the dialect, Le Gallo. But as I was brought up by my great-grandmother, there is an important different part of Brittany, La Basse Bretagne, Lower Brittany. And here, the languages are different because it's French also, but it's Breton. The two are intricate. I can't do with any of them. So, Cesson-Sévigné, the suburb of Rennes, is very important to me and used to be very important. But it doesn't look like it used to be like before. And my cats are really in Plougarnevel. And Plougarnevel, as you really know, is just near Guarec. So this is why my roots are in Brittany, really. But what made me realize that this was so important for me is that, first of all, I went to school at 5 years old, and my great-grandmother, she left. She went to go and live with my grandparents at the farm again. So I was left without her at home. She was my nanny. But I used to live the whole day with her and even to sleep in the same room. So it was a loss. And afterwards, when I was 15 years old, my mother decided that we should go to Morocco to live there. And that was so... Oh, it was a wound, really a wound. I was torn up at that time. And I think that I became numb at that time. I didn't realize it at that time, of course, and was really, really difficult. For many, many years, I had nightmares of my home, my house in Cesson-Sévigné, because it kind of haunted me. Afterwards, I went to Paris for my studies, and I got married there. But my husband is a Parisian, so he doesn't know anything about Breton culture. And when I got pregnant and I had my daughter, and she's 26 now, I realized that really there was luck in me, and I do have to reconnect to my Breton culture. So I entered an association, a Breton association, and I learned dancing. It is what we call a cercle celtique. So I did Breton dancing for 20 years and a special 10 years as competition. But we only went to Brittany for the holidays, and it wasn't enough for me. And I just couldn't make with the suburb of Paris. The pollution, the noise, the planes, the trains, the cars, the highways, and even the people, because I just couldn't speak properly with them. It was very difficult. I realized that I was not at my place. I became very ill, and I had to save me. So it was really a matter of life or death. And I came back 4 years ago to Brittany. And now that I've come where my roots are really, each day I do so many things that make me alive again. And you asked me about so my great-grandmother, she inspired me a lot with her gowns. Each time we went to the farm, she would unfold her gowns, and I would look and touch her black silk velvet camisole, and her skirts, and her white laced hair dress, and the colors, and even, oh, the black, the deep black fur waistcoat. And I thought she was a princess. She was dressed as a princess. I couldn't think that she was only a farmer. And even the furniture we had at home, that was so beautiful. We had the old bed, the closed bed, where my mother and my grandmother were born. And we had it at home. And we had dresses, old dresses, and a very, very old chest, which was carved. And I could see, I was a child, but I could see those people carved on it with bras. It's a very old kind of trousers. And I think it's a chest which was made in Lyon, the very far end, upper end of Brittany. They're very typical of this part of Brittany. So this is for the clothes and for the furniture. And we come to the language. When I used to go to the farm in Plouguer-Nivelle, I loved that we had two languages. And at that time, I really felt rich. And I had that feeling that my father, who could only speak French, he was a kind of half of. And now I realize that I am too, because I can't speak my written language. But at that time, and still now, I have it in my ears and in my head. But hopefully, I have found, coming here, lots of people still speaking that language. And it makes me so happy. So it is out of a lack of a wound and through resilience that, just like the oyster, it is a pearl. And that's why nearly every day when I go out, I put on my Breton costume, my old embroidered Breton costume. And it is beauty that has come out of this feeling of wound.